This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Angelica Reza, R, E for Europe, Z for Zebra, A for Apple. First name Angelica, A for Apple, N for Nancy, G, E for Europe, L for Larry, I for India, C for Charlie, A for Apple. New paragraph. Today's date is September 19, 2022, period, new paragraph. She is a 41-year-old female patient who had a COVID-19 CO, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 1919 infection 3 months ago. Since then, she has been noticing shortness of breath, which is gradually increasing, and symptom of chest tightness with palpitation, period. New paragraph. She describes having symptom of chest tightness, which is in the mid and retrosternal area. Generally, in the morning, though, it can happen any time of the day, period. She had an episode yesterday which lasted for about an hour, and she did not stop what she was doing because the symptoms were mild, but it was accompanied by some shortness of breath, period. Ultimately, after about an hour, the symptom subsided, period. Sometimes symptom is accompanied by palpitation, and this symptom was constant, period. Sometimes symptom is severe, period. No radiation and no other accompanying features, period. This symptom has been happening for last 3 months, and recently they have increased in frequency. So now they may be happening about 2 to 3 times a week, period. She has also noticed that sometimes the symptom of chest tightness may be benefited by the bronchodilator inhalation treatment, period. New paragraph. She walks or bikes about 20 minutes a day, 4 to 5 days a week, period. Sometimes when she has a symptom while walking or bicycling, she will continue what she is doing, and in few minutes the symptom would subside, period. She also has noticed that symptom can happen while she is working as a hairdresser, H for house, A for apple, I for India, R, dresser, D-R-E-S-S-E-R. But once again, she does not stop and she keeps doing her daily activity, period. She says she tends to be an anxious person, period, new paragraph. Shortness of breath on walking about half to 1 mile, and since in last 3 months, her functional capacity has decreased by 25%, period. Since COVID infection 3 months ago, COVID, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, she noticed that she cannot do running, which she used to do before, because she would get short of breath quickly with the heart palpitation, period. She has noticed that she also has a feeling of heart fluttering, which frequently happens before the menstrual periods, period. She also notices increased palpitation under stress, period. No history of any cough with expectoration in last 2 months, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital, period, I capital, period, problem, other than problem of acid reflux, which is accompanied by burning in the retrosternal area, which may radiate to the back, period. And this symptom is also present since COVID-19, COVID-19 infection, and it is helped by the medications, period. Past history, no history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, kidney, or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history, she's 5'3½" tall. Her weight is 150 pounds. Her weight does go up and down, but more or less, she has remained around 150 pounds, period. She works as a hairdresser, period. New paragraph. Family history, mother who is 68-year-old and alive has hypertension, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history, her last menstrual period started on 1st September, period. They have been regular, period. She has a 2 full-term normal delivery, and last delivery was about 7 years ago, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, sinuses, or clubbing, period, no JVP edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsalis pedis 2x4, period, both posterior tibial 4x4, period, no carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 110/110/70/70 mm Hg, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, BMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. At the apex, there is a ejection systolic leak and mid-systolic leak with a 2x6 ejection systolic murmur, which suggests possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. No S3 and no S4 noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm, and is within normal limit, period. Analysis, the patient has a symptom of chest tightness, which does have some features suggestive of angina pectoris. At the same time, some features suggest is somewhat atypical chest pain, period. Plan is to do stress test, period. Also, in view of clinical finding of possible mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, plan is to request the echocardiogram, period. In the meantime, patient was explained pros and cons of coronary calcium score, which she understood well, and then she decided to consider doing the coronary calcium score, period. New paragraph. The patient palpitation symptoms are not frequent. Generally, they happen prior to the menstrual cycle. So at this moment, plan is to observe, and if her symptom continue, then to consider doing event monitor to evaluate for any cardiac arrhythmias, period. The new paragraph, face-to-face more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, comma, discussion of various findings and the workup and likely results from the workup plus the limitations of various testing and treatment plan depending on the clinical course and the finding of the workup, which she understood well and had no further questions, period, new paragraph. Initial impression number one, symptom of chest tightness, next line. Number two, progressive shortness of breath. Over last 3 months since COVID-19 infection, CO, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 19 infection. Next line number three, recurrent palpitation. Next line number four, COVID-19 infection 3 months ago, period. Next line. Number five, anxiety and stress, period. Number six, mitral wall prolapse and mitral regurgitation. Next line, number seven, acid reflux problem, period. New paragraph, that when patient had a COVID-19 infection, on day one she had a significant fever and then gradually decreased. She did not have to go to the hospital, and subsequently she thinks she may be having some continuing symptom in relation to the COVID-19 infection, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pitadia.